Aloha.
Ciabatta bread's bullshit.
But it came out that Hunter Biden smoked Parmesan cheese during his crack binge.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You're listening to episode number 366 of the show. Thank you for being a listener. We love you guys. If you want to reach out, do so via the email mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can leave us a voicemail. A lot of good voicemails these days. 949-464-TBLS. I would also encourage you to subscribe to our Red Circle page, our bonus content. If you haven't listened, Ed and I Didn't Ask Me Anything pod about a week ago on our bonus content page. And if you're a subscriber, you can hear that. And if you want to subscribe, you can just go to the BallerLifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page to subscribe. Additionally, I'm doing a second podcast now with my friend Molly McAleer. It's called Trend Lightly. We talk about trending stories, trending topics. And I'm an old man and I don't know what a lot of them are. And that's kind of funny. So I would encourage you to check that out as well. I would also encourage you to buy the book of my co-host, Mr. Ed Daly. It's called Heroes and Jerks. It's available on Amazon. He joins us now, as always. Ed, how are you, my friend?
Hey, your new podcast makes me feel old. When I hear about what's trending, I'm like, what?
I know.
I haven't heard that.
I know. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know any, I don't know any of the stuff. And I hate everybody. And everybody's 100 millionaire.
Everyone is.
And how do you get to be 100 millionaire? You just like
YouTube.
Yeah. You just bring a camera with you and you like jump out at people and be like, hey,
splits at people.
Yeah. You do the splits and that's it.
So I barely ever re-listen to our shows.
Yeah.
Because
it's a lot of us. Yeah. You were there. You visited. Yeah,
I was there, but also like, then I think, oh, I could have said something funny there and I screwed up or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I listened back to a show, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it really came out the wrong way. We were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I recall that. I found out like right before I walked downstairs to start our show.
Yeah.
And so I brought up my brother-in-law, and then I kind of trailed off and started talking about Dershowitz, and obviously, mm-hmm. You know, obviously I was not looking to trash my brother-in-law.
Oh, and I didn't think you did. Your brother and sister-in-law are big time lawyers, dude. Like they're
super successful people. And yeah. It made it sound like I'm, you know, just being a shitty brother-in-law. Oh. And that wasn't my intention. Yeah. I've said, you know, in the past, they're very nice and generous.
Oh, maybe you were taking the piss a little bit, but that's a big time gig. Like everybody deserves a defense. That's our system of justice in this country.
And also, Ed, the last year has taught us that, you know, it's not a bad idea to keep law enforcement in check.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have defense lawyers. We got a problem. So, but anyway.
Everything's not exactly what it's reported in the media or on podcasts. You know, that's why we have where things are. Cases are not tried in the media. They're tried in a court of law. This is a nation of laws. We subscribe to the rule of law in this country, Ed.
Right. Well, my point, I just started going off on, what's his name? Dershowitz.
Yeah.
And my point was that, you know, I know that guy. He's spoken about his views on like the age, statutory rape age. He's playing on the margins.
Oh, yeah.
But fine. He's also a guy that likes to stir it up.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
But whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't like him.
Yeah, me
and
either.
So I think I started to talk about him. It was either him or Epstein.
Oh. Yeah.
And it just sounded bad. When I heard that, I was like, it didn't sound good. I'm not looking to trash anybody.
Yeah.
And
That is not, that wasn't the sense I got, by the way.
Sold bonds, yeah. Mortgage-backed securities for a Swiss bank that helped fund Nazis. Yeah. Like I'm not in the position to judge.
That's right.
So anyway, I don't really talk about, aside from my priest uncle, really don't talk about family members.
Sure. I know. Very private.
But it was a very poorly said statement.
That was not my takeaway from the conversation, Ed, but I didn't listen back to it. So maybe it could have sounded confusing.
I encourage everyone to not listen to it because it makes me sound like a, you know, fucking flippant piece of shit.
Oh, I didn't think that. You're being too hard on yourself.
But that's not cool.
You're being too hard on yourself.
I also want an RIP. I just read this. Did you watch Chernobyl, the HBO series?
Of course.
You know that awesome, the actor who played like the guy in the control room with the mustache?
Yeah. He was the guy who was responsible. Who did it.
Part.
He basically did it.
Yeah. He was the one who was like, no, I don't see anything going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he died of a brain tumor 54 years
old. Oh, I saw some guy died.
Paul Ritter. Yeah. He was just awesome. He was the best part for me.
He was really good. That was a really, really good movie.
Oh, when you see that first, the end of the first scene, and you see the kids like playing in the snow when it's a nuclear winter, and you're like, oh, everyone in the scene's going to be dead.
Yeah, they're all going to die. Meanwhile, all the dudes that went into that water lived. Lived long. I think one of them might be dead.
The heroes, because I wrote about them in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them just died.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, is still alive, which is crazy. Yeah. They went into the belly of the beast and still live.
I know. It's crazy. That guy's good. That guy's been in other stuff. I recognize him.
Yes. Yeah. I read that he was in one of the Harry Potters. Like he was a working actor, but still 54.
That's young. Yeah. Awful.
He was so good in Chernobyl.
Yeah, he was good. That is a fantastic movie, and I would encourage everyone to watch it. You should do like Travis Rogers and borrow Chris Morales' HBO Go password so you can watch Chernobyl, which is what he did. okay, let's do some voicemails here. Voicemail. What is the plural of voicemails? I say voicemail.
Voices.
Yeah.
You're voices not mail. Say voices mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Okay, let's see who's on the voicemail this week. Oh, hold on. I fuck this up every time. And people tell me I sound unprofessional when it doesn't play right away. And I don't know.
Don't even know how any of it works.
All this volume. Oh, well, Chad and Austin bought us this sweet board. And so I got everything plugged into it. It's like a proper professional mixing board, but I have everything run. I run all the sounds from a computer, and for some reason, the volume just randomly turns itself off, which I don't understand. Let's try it again.
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to have the source turned up on the board. Let's try it. Now watch.
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling, B. You know, keeping it short's not what I do. And as far as the penis connoisseur goes, it's not my opinion. It was the rectal genital examining doctor who said nice shape, nice size. Nice symmetry.
Hold on, I definitely did not. I believe that's our friend, the Guru Stu. And he just comes in hot, like it's the middle of a conversation. And I'm like, wait, is there a second voicemail here? And there definitely isn't. So we got to decode this. My whole new thing is I'm not explaining every voicemail in the middle because I stop and start and stop and start. So I'm just going to let these play and then I'll talk about it at the end. But I probably won't do that. But yes.
I didn't. He was like mid statement.
Yeah, he just came in hot, like we're in the middle of a conversation. Let's start over. This is our friend, the Guru Stu, who's been calling into my stereo app chats with malls lately.
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling, B. You know, keeping it short's not what I do. And as far as the penis connoisseur goes,
wow,
it's not my opinion.
Okay.
It was the rectal genital examining doctor who said, nice shape,
Jesus,
nice size, nice symmetry. So that was kind of nice. And then they spit it out of their mouth. No, that's a lie.
Jesus.
Anyway, talk soon. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to decode this for you, Ed.
This guy,
the Guru Stu, was bragging that he has a massive hog, that he's bedded many women. This all comes back to our friend LSU Lala, who's sexed so many in his life that he just can't count. He's lost count. The Guru Stu chimed in that he stopped counting at 100 because he was basically addicted to having sex. He just needed it badly. And then he mentioned that he's got a massive hog. And I go, oh, if you got such a big hog, you got to send it to this correspondent on our show, the Penis Connoisseur.
Right.
And so this is his response, as though we were just conversing about it and he's just responding to me. This is his response. He's saying, oh, no, it's not my opinion that I have a big dong. It's the opinion of a physician. I don't feel like
that's not the type of thing doctors talk about.
They don't do that. I've never heard of that. I had one female. I was having a problem with one of my testicles one time, Ed.
Oof.
And I had to go in. So I made an appointment with the doctor. I'm like, it's kind of hurts. Like, what's going on? You know, you immediately, you think you have ball cancer, right? And I go in there and the doctor, they're like, oh, sorry, doctor. Can't remember his last name. Friedman. He's out today. He's having surgery. So you got to see the backup. And the backup was a female.
You did tell me this.
Yeah. And she, Ed,
God,
she had never touched balls before, I can guarantee you. She was, you know how like sometimes their people are more adept at handling them than other times. And yeah. I was like, hey, here's what's going on. And I like showed her and she was so jabby. She's like,
yeah,
right here. Like she was like, she had an issue. Like she had an issue with, she was triggered by the sight of balls, I think. And she didn't like them. And so she was just giving it to me with a poker finger and did not feel very good. But I don't think it's very professional. I think, Guru Stu, I think you might be confusing. You might be in a little bit of a haze here. I know you like to burn. I think you might be confusing your doctor's appointment with a porno that you watched one time, because the doctor...
Yeah.
It does not compliment your shape and size and symmetry.
That's where like the stethoscope comes off.
Yes.
Oh my.
I mean, that was the first porn I ever saw was a doctor patient scenario. I'll never forget it. But it was a male doctor, obviously, and a female patient, because this was their 1980s. So hey, Stu, you want to prove it? You got somebody that'll review it for you, the penis expert at yahoo.com. I heard that, Ed, I learned on Trend Lightly that there's a lane on OnlyFans where women actually charge money.
Great.
You have to pay them on their OnlyFans to rate and review your penis. And we have an expert willing to check yours out for free. So it's something to think about, Stu.
Pro bono.
Yeah.
Pro
boner. Exactly. Okay. Let's listen to somebody else.
Beckner.
Oh, we know this guy.
Happy Easter to you, you bastards.
Wow.
Tell T-Raj,
that
I
is,
said, what's up?
I am triggered by that because I am, in fact, a bastard, as my parents were not married, as I was born to them of a high school relationship. So that is triggering to me. That is coded language. That is not how we talk to people. We don't use the B word anymore, Manuel. And I just want you to know that that's not cool. Just find another way to say it.
How about you mix in a phone call to him, Brian? Okay. Anyhow, kind of worked up right now on this, what's supposed to be a nice, happy Easter, because I was saw something, witnessed something on the streets here. Kind of made me
Did you celebrate Easter in your house, Ed? Sort of.
It's one of those weird things, yeah. Because
yeah.
When I was a kid, the Easter Bunny was the thing that eventually messed up Santa for me.
Oh yeah, because it's. I mean, the
because it's like the tooth Santa, fairy. Yeah. Right? There's the whole mythology.
Yeah, it's like come
the
on.
The giant rabbit, or like I'm not sure what size, and come what is he doing with eggs? That yes. was the thing that got me thinking, and then ruined the other part. Yeah. So I've never made a big deal. It's usually a day to go visit
family.
My mom, who's an hour away, which I did,
yes,
because everybody's vaccinated. My sister. Teacher has gotten vaccinated, so it was nice to see my family, but it's not, you know, it's not approaching Thanksgiving, Christmas kind of thing. It's just a time to go see family.
Right. Do you, when you see your sister, do you bring up that time you walked in on her being intimate with her boyfriend who you played football with? Oh, different sister.
Yeah.
But while either, then... When God, you see that,
such an awkward moment of my life.
Yeah, it is. Now, is that something you're going to regret, because it's been, you brought that up on the podcast, but it was many years ago, and now I've re-brought it up. Is that?
Well,
yes.
The thing with that is, I was being treated unfairly. The opposite,
yeah.
I opened this show saying I treated someone else unfairly. Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Having to witness that was unfair to you.
I didn't see action. What I saw was my sister's boyfriend in the afterglow, just shirtless in my sister's bed. And my sister was like in the bathroom or something. And I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe I'm staring at this.
Was it like a
soap? I didn't see any activity.
Was it like a soap opera where like he had the sheet just kind of over him?
Yes.
Did you
see exactly that? And he's just sitting there very pleased with himself. Yeah. And I know what he just did.
Oh, yeah.
And then my sister was like trying to, I don't know what she was trying to do. I mean, I wasn't going to like go tell people. Oh, she's like, hey, you know, we've been in a relationship. I was like, I don't want to think about this.
Yeah, let's not discuss this.
Yeah, I was put in that situation because I just, you know, I was like 14 or whatever. And I just... wanted to go, a guy dropped me off who knew that that my sister's boyfriend was there. And he's like, oh, tell him, you know, I got to call him later or whatever. It was something like that. And I walked up and I just see him in the afterglow. And I was like, oh no.
No, it's not fair to you,
what
buddy.
Did you just do? That was put on me. I had to witness something I didn't want to see.
So it does or does not get brought up at family, at holidays? And
I've never brought it up since that day.
Right, except on this show.
Except to you. Times. Yeah. But I think it was in the context of one of the worst moments growing up.
I agree with
you. But I appreciate you for you bringing it up every year or so.
You're welcome.
But no, this is a different sister. This is my little sister.
Younger sister, yeah.
Have some dignity. Well, I mean, it's my baby sister.
I would never. Like, and also that didn't happen in the context of your baby sister. So I would never say such a thing as that.
So this puke in a Charger, and I think we can all agree.
Oh, God, it's more traffic.
Say this puke in a Charger?
He's got more issues.
Dodge Chargers are now out.
Yeah. Yes. Dodge Chargers are now out. They're very fast cars. You know, I
saw one the other day and I was like, that's a pretty sweet car. And I'm not a car guy.
Me either. They are, you know, Dodge is just pivoted. They only make the two muscle cars, right? The Challenger and the Charger. And I think they make the Durango. And then the rest are just like rental cars. You know, there's some model vehicles that are exclusively made to be rental cars. And you see one and you're like, oh, hey, that's a rental car. Yeah. But one time I rented like whatever, just the base model sedan. And when I got there, they're like, we don't have any, take the Charger. And I was like, yeah. And it was like a big old boat, but it was pretty fun to drive and pretty fast. But I mean, this is more traffic.
But Manuel has a problem.
Yeah, he's got an issue with Chargers.
If you own a Charger, you're probably a toolbox anyway. you know, that's kind of universal.
Don't describe our members of the military like that, Manuel, because I'm pretty sure Mustangs, Chargers, and all only brand new American muscle cars are exclusively purchased by our members of the armed forces, and I support them.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I'm not a car guy, but yeah. I do think they look kind of cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Anyhow, some puke in a Charger.
Oh my God, he said it twice.
Pulls up to the roadside florist. We've all seen them, you know. Nowadays, it's not like the old days, man. You know, they're hitting you for 10, 15, maybe 20 bucks as the roadside florist, you know. I know some of us remember when the
This is a local phenomenon, I think, on holidays. There are a great number of people standing on corners selling flowers, is what he's talking about.
Roadside florists only hit you for $5. Those days are long gone.
Yeah, right? They're like 15.
So anyhow, back to the story, the reason why I'm calling. So this tool, souped up Charger, can't be more than 2 years old.
Yep.
So, you know, guy's got some money. But he's walking away grumbling, flipping off the poor roadside florist.
Oh, that's not cool.
With cash in hand still. So obviously he bypassed said roadside florist, which, remember, he decided to pull over at in the first place.
Yep.
And being that he was such a damn cheapskate, rather than fucking pull out the extra cash and give roadside florist his due, he's walking off grumbling.
It's too expensive.
F you, Charger.
Well,
dude.
Hold on.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're an a-hole.
Well, probably.
Not only for that, just for owning that stupid automobile that's always up everybody's ass on every roadway in America.
That's what it comes back
but
to.
Especially you. You know who you are. You're a certain color. And
what?
You're a tool.
Oh.
Because you know what?
I mean, if the color's white, you could say white because that's
what is he
fair game. I don't know. I think he's saying only certain kinds of people.
I honestly don't even, I mean, I don't know.
I don't either. Yeah.
He described asshole behavior, but then he's attributing it to a car, which I don't know anything about that.
Right. I don't either. It's hard to follow.
Just pay the damn florist his due.
Yes.
If you want flowers at a discount, you pay the man the price.
Yeah, that's a hustle.
Or don't flip him off,
that's
man.
That's a hustle.
He's got enough problems.
Yeah, they go early in the morning, right? And they load up at the Flower Mart in downtown L.A., or there's probably satellite Flower Marts on holidays, and they go out and they fucking hustle in the street and they sell them and just pay what they cost.
Can't knock the hustle.
You can't knock the hustle. Exactly. I bought some grocery store flowers for my mom
on
Easter.
Exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I went grocery store flowers.
And you know what? There's not a lot of flower vendors around where I live, or else I would have hit up a flower vendor. If I had known there would be one on my way, I would have done that instead. But instead, I had to go to the grocery store. Thanks for that, Manuel. I'm on your side, I think.
Brian, Ed, it's Dolomite. Hey, listen, I don't have a lot for you, but it is Masters Week, so
pretty exciting.
I wanted to honor the Masters.
Ed, I went and met some buddies at an outdoor bar last weekend. This is the nerdiest thing I've ever done. For a Masters fantasy draft. Where we all...
Okay. So when you disparage fantasy football and baseball and all...
Well, like, you got to follow the whole season.
You're out on that whole conversation now.
That's all. No. Because the Masters...
No. You're not allowed to.
Hold on. Listen. The Masters only takes place over one weekend, and I will not be totaling my score, and I don't know any of my players. Well, that's not true. I know a couple. I know I have Colin Murakawa.
So I just want everyone listening.
Patrick Cantlay from UCLA.
If Brian has been shaming you for years for playing fantasy.
Well,
he's out.
I'm still shaming you. Those people are way too into it. But yeah, I have a Masters.
I agree. Nobody should be sharing their fantasy info with other people.
That's right.
But I don't have a problem with
if somebody had Colin Murakawa and Patrick Cantlay on their
never heard of either
Masters fantasy team, it would not be cool to share that with the group, as I have those two players, and I have some other ones, but I can't remember. Hopefully, my guy Darb in the OC wrote it down. Actually, I know he did because I'm expecting him to keep score for me.
And to do that, I came up with a little haiku today. So here goes.
5-7-5.
Pimento cheese Sando, Jim Nanton Hootie at Butler. Break a leg, Tiger.
Oh, that's not cool.
Just a quick call, guys. Keeping it on brand. Fuck Guy Fieri and fuck Tiger Woods.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Telly Friday.
Oh, my God. Later. That's this is we got to broker a peace here, Ed.
Between things are our spiraling friends, out of control.
Between our friends Dolomite and, of course, Telly Two Putt. It's just singular, gotten too bad. Yeah, Telly Two Right. We don't need to rehash how he went from putts to putt. And these guys, you know, Ed, they're Xbox Live golf partners. They get a match on Xbox Live, and now they just don't. You know, they can't do that anymore because Dolomite apparently disparaged Tiger Woods, which is it's a cardinal infraction in the Telly Two Putt world. Speaking of that, how about that tournament? I didn't watch the final game, of course, Ed.
Yes.
But we know I'm probably the biggest Bruin Hoop fan on the planet.
Amazing game.
I mean, that game has got to go down as just one of the fucking great tournament games of all time. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it was played very well by both teams the
yes.
whole game. You never see that. You see these crazy runs.
Yes.
In any game,
back
there's
and forth.
A few runs.
Yep.
This there really wasn't. It was just two teams just playing great.
Grinding it out. And it's, I mean, the ending was so incredible. Just, it was a Steph Curry-esque bank shot from 35 plus feet out. And I was like, I was so in awe. I was standing up, you know, I get real into the game. If I get real into it, I stand up.
You're the biggest fan. That's what
yeah, I'm a
do.
Huge fan. Yeah, it's a real nail biter. I'm standing there at the TV, and I'm standing there, and there was a couple people behind me in the kitchen, and I saw the shot, and I was like, holy shit, and I turned around, and I'm like, did you guys see that? I was like, my team lost on that shot, but I couldn't even be mad. Because it was such an incredible ending. I was like, that's one of the just most amazing things I'd ever seen. So yeah. Props to both teams. No props to the Baylor Bears who won the national championship, despite the fact that they're a school that likes to murder their own players and then cover it up.
Not this coach, I always heard rumors about him being a shady dude. Not murder shady, but
yeah, sure. Well, I mean, he's a basketball coach.
There were two teams that were so much better than everyone this year, and one of the two teams won.
They met in the final. Yep, unbelievable. Okay, that's it for voicemails. Let's do some email here, and then we'll get to the stories. Hey, fellas, I heard you talking about the Hansen brothers on this week's episode. I wanted to let you know that they are in the beer business. I'm just realizing. He's talking about a different Hansen brothers. You were talking about.
Is he talking about the hockey, or is he talking
about
Isaac Hansen?
No, he's talking about. Well, now the name of the hockey movie is
Slapshot.
Slapshot. What a good movie. Paul Newman.
Great movie.
What a man. That's one of the great sports movies that people often don't bring up as one of the great sports movies. Slapshot, really amazing. He's talking about those Hansen brothers. You were talking about the Mbop Hansons.
I was talking about Mbop.
Yeah. I want to let you know that they are in the beer business and have their own annual beer festival, Hop Jam. Keep up the okay job. I'll keep listening. Number one Tulsa fan, Hop Ryan. So he's in on the joke. Okay, well, thanks for letting us know. We'll try out some of their beer. Although it's hard to if you're not distributed by a beer big brewery, you can't just have your beer. You know, there's prohibition era laws still in place.
Yeah.
You can't sell direct.
Only, I want to say about 3-4 years ago. Where Fat Tire was finally offered in the New York City area.
Yes.
Like, that's pretty
a big brewery.
Available beer in the West.
Yeah.
And so when I would be in California or Seattle, I could have it in Colorado. But it was like, oh, yeah, the brewery, I mean, the local liquor stores would be like, oh, yeah, I just got this new beer, Fat Tire. Like, it was a big deal that
it
even came here. And that was like 2018, 2019.
It's crazy. The Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Oh, I mean, we reviewed here on this movie, Smokey and the Bandit.
That was about Coors.
One of the great films, and that was about how you couldn't get Coors east of the Mississippi, so they had to run it. They had to
Texarkana.
Right, they had to black market the Coors from Texarkana to Atlanta or wherever they were going.
Yeah, it wasn't like moonshine. It was just Coors.
It was just Coors. Yeah, it just wasn't available, and it was just they were throwing a party, and or a rodeo or something. And they wanted to have Coors. I mean, I still go to Utah and there's somebody, David in Salt Lake, explain the Utah beer thing to me, but don't do like a whole 3-minute voicemail. I think I brought this up last time, but it's very confusing. The beer there is 3.5 and it's not that I need like extra heavy alcohol beer. It's just that when they take the alcohol out, whatever they do makes the beer taste like shit. Because they brew it differently to get that low alcohol. How do you get? But I know you can get real beer there. When I'm there, I don't know how to do it. Brian and Ed on the last pod. Oh, pardon me. Brian and quote Ed.
Oh. Okay.
On the last pod, you mentioned that someone looked like the long lost Hanson sibling. It got me to thinking about other bands of the era with quote brothers. What about Nelson? Remember those guys? They were twins.
Blonde, right?
Yeah, they were their dad
like
was
bleach
Rick.
Blonde.
Their dad was Rick Nelson. Ricky Nelson. One of the great rock and roll stars of the white rock and roll stars of the early era. You know, the Tina Turner doc is out and I haven't watched it yet, but I feel like Ike gets a pretty bad edit.
Well, it's not like anybody knows. I mean, he was talented, but yeah. the What's Love Got to Do With It didn't paint him in a good light. Yeah, like most people know, he was a pretty terrible dude.
Yeah, and it's a bummer. I mean, it's not a bummer. It's deserved because when you tune up a woman like that, that should be the first line on your resume for the rest of your life. No man should ever raise a hand to a woman. That said, Ike Turner's one of the inventors of rock and roll. He's like one of just the real early icons.
Huge talent, yes,
of the game.
Yeah, it's not like he tuned her up once.
No, it was really bad. I haven't watched it yet, but I will. It got me to thinking about other bands of the era with brothers. Nelson, right? Remember those guys? They were twins. And as we all know, this guy's speaking my language. Adult twins are extremely disturbing. I couldn't agree more. Take the NBA's Lopez brothers, for instance. Brooke and Robin. They like Disney and mascots. Now, Ed, you used to see along the waterfront where you live there in Hoboken, you would see, I believe it was Brooke. He's the better of the Lopez twins.
I saw the one who was playing for the Nets.
Yeah, that was Brooke. He was a big star back then. And he would be walking a very small, delicate, like white dog, right? Like a fluffy little thing.
It was something tiny. If it wasn't white, it was just definitely like a smaller dog, like a 10-pound dog kind of thing.
And would his girlfriend be holding the leash? His Insta model girlfriend would be holding the leash and he would just like be with her.
He was just by himself.
Oh, he's just by himself with the dog. Right. Now imagine seeing him. And he's 7 feet tall or 6'11" or something. He's massive.
Yeah. When you see him.
Yeah.
When you see somebody that size.
Yeah.
It's totally different than seeing somebody and being like, wow, that guy's pretty tall. It's like it.
Yeah.
You don't see 7-footers.
No, it's
you
ridiculous.
You see 6'6" and below. The tallest person you're going to see in a day is like 6'5".
If you see somebody that's 6'6", you go, oh my God, that guy is so fucking tall. If you see somebody that's 7 foot, you go, what is wrong with that person?
You think for sure that's an NBA player.
Yeah, my brain can't process that. I was watching a little Angels baseball the other night and they brought in a relief pitcher that was 6'10". And all I could think was, man, this guy must suck at basketball.
Graham Lloyd. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But imagine, I lost my train of thought. Imagine if you saw Robin Lopez, Brooke. What I was going to say is, imagine if you saw two of them. Two of that 7 foot thing.
No, that'd be crazy.
It would be crazy. It shouldn't be allowed is the point. And I would imagine that the following conversation has been held multiple times between Brooke and Robin. Hey, Brooke, it happened again. What happened, Robin? The dream. Which dream? The dream. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, look, emailer, I'm not going to read "I'll come over and kiss it," okay? I'm not going to do that in terms of the Lopez twins. They're brothers, guy, or whoever wrote this. These guys are just, they're two brothers. They're not going to do that to each other. That's just gross. Which, of course, begs, thanks, twin bro. Maybe we can hit Thunder Mountain after. Which, of course, begs the question, if Lewis Hamilton had a twin brother, would the universe implode due to two men competing for all the world's poon simultaneously? Really enjoying the pod. That is, of course, from our friend Pete in Pocatello. Ed, you know my thoughts on adult twins, right?
I do, but I mean, you can't change the fact that they're
twins. I know, but they can't be together. Like they can exist, but they need to be at least a couple states apart.
My issue is the dressing the same.
You definitely can't dress the same.
But you see that twins.
Sometimes they...
In childhood.
Yes.
You can't dress them the same.
Sometimes they do it by accident. They'll be adult twins and they won't live together. Although, like, remember the Bryan twins, the tennis playing?
Yes.
I think they're the greatest doubles champions of all time. They're Hall of Famers. Bill... I don't know their names. The Bryan twins, they lived together like late into life. Like they were both engaged and they were still living together as twin brothers. And that's just, look, I'll say it. If you're adult twins and you go out in public together, one of you needs to be culled. I'll say it. We have to get rid of one of you or we'll give you a choice. Move a couple states away. That's it. You guys can talk on the phone. You can FaceTime. Just don't go out in public.
You're towing the line with Eugene.
Hey, I don't make the rules here, Ed. This is just how it's got to be. Oh, see, we've gotten a late email here. Ed and quote Brian. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding the podcast lately. From Telly's inability to pull off the mall's DM slide to Mark's shot at the sound of my voice being a poorly thought out attempt to hide his inability to pull out and thus requiring multiple sectomies to my guy Jay's poor takes on bread. I'm barely following this. These mirror Brian's takes on bread. Oh, I know, this is Dolomite, because Dolomite likes ciabatta bread, and ciabatta bread's bullshit. Here are the definitive bread rankings. 1, brioche. Oh, I can get with that. 2, sourdough. Great bread. Love a sourdough. 3, whole wheat. No. 4, ciabatta. It's way down the list. 5, shepherds.
What is that?
I don't know. Shepherds. Oh, I know. Is that like the potato bread? It's like a big...
I think that's just called potato bread.
Maybe that isn't shepherd's then. It's like a similar consistency to potato bread, which is bullshit bread. This is a shit list. Way down the list, white. No, you know what? White bread is disgusting. Like Wonder Bread with the sugar in it. That's disgusting, of course. But it's like, if I'm making burgers, I'll put them on a brioche bun. Like if I'm home, if these are homemade burgers. But the second best bun... is just a regular ass white fucking picnic style barbecue bun for a burger. That's a great bun. Ed?
Which one?
A white bun. A regular white ass hamburger bun. White bun on a regular
ass. I'm not a big white bread guy.
Oh my God. What do you put your burger on? Wheat.
No, whatever. I like an English muffin.
Seriously? Yeah. You're the second person in 2 days on 2 different podcasts to say that to me. An English muffin burger. Interesting. That's kind of like a patty melt style, although that's usually on rye bread.
But just a roll.
Yeah.
Not an oversized roll, but like a regular roll. I mean, are you talking about like straight up white bread roll?
Yeah, just a regular ass bun. Straight up just white ass bun. It's delicious on a burger. Fantastic. Bri, what kind of bread did you like to spread your Vegemite on? Dola. You know what? I think I have some Vegemite in the cupboard here. Turns out never goes bad. Just hydrolyzed yeast. Never goes bad.
Disgusting.
Very salty. Kind of pointless. Not healthy. Very processed. That is from our friend Dolomite. Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own Troy on DVD.
What a vocalist. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? Hit us with those sports topics.
So remember when we were talking about how amazing the Gonzaga-UCLA game was?
Amazing. Incredible.
Well, famous sports contrarian, Skip Bayless.
Oh, my God.
He tweeted right after that, no idea how you can call that an all-time great college basketball game when it was won by a lucky shot.
Lucky? I mean, there have been like heaves that have gone in games. That's the kind of shot that dudes make regularly now. Like that's but a good shot.
Part of practice, guys shoot from half court. Yeah. You can't predict from your own foul line, but guys practice like end of game scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
No. And there's an element of skill. Yes, he banked it in. Like, you know, he had it in line.
No, that was
correctly,
a jumper.
But whatever.
That was a jumper. That wasn't a heave. That was he pulled up and shot a fucking jump shot that he banked in. He tried to do that. I mean, he didn't call glass.
Point.
He didn't call glass. Should have waved it off for that.
Yeah, if he shouted glass, that would be amazing.
That would have been badass.
But it's crazy. It's crazy. I know this guy so much. Like I hear about him.
It's crazy.
But like, do you have to be a contrarian all the time? Why would you not recognize that as a great game? What would be the point? I guess because we're doing it right now, we're talking about him. But what an awful bit. If you can't enjoy, I understand UCLA fans being upset with the ending.
No.
But if you can't enjoy that as like a quality basketball game, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, what can you be happy about?
You have a cold heart. That's the problem.
He's a terrible
dude. You have a cold heart. You know, I've never watched this guy. I don't know. All I know is that he, one of his like big things, because I see people retweet him or respond to him. Skip Bayless.
Oh, Skip Bayless.
Yeah. One of his big things is that he always says like, LeBron James sucks. He's not even that good. Like, and it's like, what are you talking about? Like,
Is he the straw man argument guy or is that Coward?
They both do a similar thing. Coward's a little more nuanced because
one time I was in the car, maybe it was Coward, and I heard him going, after the break, we're going to talk about all the people who said Aaron Rodgers stinks.
Yeah.
He proved them wrong this weekend. I can't remember ever.
No one ever would say
like,
that.
Not since college. Like, in college he was great. Like, nobody said that.
Yeah, I've very few times heard Colin Coward either, because that's not really my cup of tea. But I did hear him one time, and he was like, Aaron Rodgers, not that good. Just not who I want with the holding the ball in the 2 minute drill, and then he'll spout off some stats about like he's 0-for-6 in with 30 seconds left inside the red zone. Like he does some like research to back up his contrarian point, but it's more of a false dilemma that he brings up, because I think he does the same. He's like, give me I'll take, who's the guy on the Bills that's kind of good, the quarterback, Josh Allen. Give me Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes any day. And then he'll go through like a list of numbers that are real numbers that he's cherry picked to support his false dilemma. Because of course everyone knows Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback. This Skip Bayless guy, though, I don't know what he brings numbers somehow, because I just read he turned down a huge money deal to come back to ESPN. They were trying to
fights with Shannon Sharp, right?
Yeah, isn't
that his deal?
They were trying to woo him back to so that he and Stephen A. could yell at each other. I've never seen that. I don't know who watches that. It's on in the middle of the day too. Like, who's watching TV?
That's true. Like 2 in the afternoon, yeah. Two guys yelling at each other. I understand. Yeah. And there's certainly a big part of my childhood. I don't drive, so I don't hear it as much. Yep. But a big part of my childhood, I would listen to sports radio, hear about things. And there is a talent in – there's a huge talent in being able to keep a whole show. I mean, we've talked about this current show. We do like an hour and a half a week, and I'm fumbling things. Like to be able to
you
just
know stuff. Yeah.
Do a whole show. But the whole like – it just – contrarian takes and just the angry, you know, taking the wrong side just so you can stir it up. Like, it doesn't feel authentic. Boring. There's nobody who could have watched that game that really felt it was a shitty game.
It was so good. My team lost and I wasn't even mad.
Right. That's the ultimate sign. If you didn't have the result you wanted and you still recognize it was a great game.
That white guy with the sweet mustache, that guy's a beast. Like so many good players on both sides and just like well coached. Like both teams were just fucking came to win and wouldn't quit. Came down to the last second.
I saw the pre-preseason poll, and I think it was Zags 1, UCLA 2, going into next year.
I could see because they're all no seniors.
Terps 6.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ready. What else is going on, Ed?
Trump is leading the push to boycott Major League Baseball after the All-Star game was pulled from Georgia after a voter suppression law.
Let's see how that goes. How's
isn't it funny without Twitter?
I know. Like,
I kind of hear about him, but not nearly as much.
But also, he's... You know, like he lost, so like the bloom is kind of off. You know, like people are looking for the next thing. You know, he had his moment, and it's just now people are bored. You know, they saw it. It's happened. It's what's next. You know, we got a short attention span.
And also, you know, all the buzz about cancel culture. Yeah. Now, some of those people are calling for the end of baseball.
I know. It's kind of weird. I remember I went to opening day after the strike. Not the strike, 90, the lockout.
95?
Yeah, 95, after they canceled the World Series and all that. And
I was at the last game before it was locked out. Yankees Expos.
Yeah, I went. It was the Dodgers-Braves, first game of the season, Chavez Ravine. And it was sold out, of course. Every game sold out there. And there were some losers out there like with signs like fans strike back and boycott baseball. And it was like four guys with cardboard things. And it's like, well, you came all the way. Like you want to be at this game worse than I do. Like you're.
But think about it. Yeah. They're actually way worse off than you because they still had to pay money and take time to go do something that they're mad at. Whereas.
Yeah.
You're there to enjoy a game.
Yeah, I don't do anything that makes me mad. I just do something else. I do something that makes me happy. It's so much easier than getting mad all the time.
The whole canceling and all that. Like, all right, you know, we can try to compare the voting in Georgia versus Colorado, and all I know is, I hope New Jersey keeps the same policy where just everybody gotta. Absentee ballot. Because why do we want to fight to have to go stand somewhere?
On a Tuesday
or last year?
Isn't it because of like the farmers or something? Like there's farm like They didn't have to go deliver their crops on Tuesdays or something. Like, there's a reason we vote on Tuesday.
There's a crazy amount of policy in our country that has to do with farmers.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I mean, I love farmers. Who doesn't? We're not an agrarian society.
I love farmers.
That's part of our society, but we're not. Like,
yeah.
we have electricity, so not everything is a farm.
I know. We got daylight savings for the farmers. Hey, we should have our buddy Kyle and Scani call in. Kyle and Scani, you're a farmer.
Maybe our favorite farmer.
Definitely. Like, what's going on with the daylight savings? Do you even need that? Can we just do away with that bullshit? Because it's very confusing. Right. Not everyone does it.
You know, I read that the United States, maybe energy crisis reasons or something, in like the 70s, we went without it for 1 year, and it was not well received.
Get the fuck out of here.
I figured it was just something that's been hovering over our heads for hundreds of years, but no.
They paused daylight savings?
We paused, and then we went back. What? We're the monsters.
And like Hawaii doesn't change their clocks. They don't have daylight savings. Arizona doesn't have daylight savings. I believe certain sections of the state of Indiana do not change their clocks. Like, what? You just can decide? It's all or none. And I say none.
Of course none.
Yes.
When I was in London, they do it a week later or earlier, and I missed a fucking flight.
Oh, my God. What?
I was like, come on. If you're going to do it, we're not lined up, so I totally missed a flight.
You know, you got to be careful with that because sometimes you take a red eye. And it's like leaves at 1 a.m. So the day is actually the next, you're actually leaving the next day. That's very confusing for a dumb person like me. I've never missed a flight, but I could.
That was the only time I missed a flight. It was a bad.
I've missed a flight one time because I was drinking in the airport bar. The flight was delayed. And so I went to the bar and then I was in the bar a while. And then I was like, well, maybe you should check that flight. And it had left without my ass. And they're like, we were calling you. And I'm like, well, it's in that bar over there. I didn't hear you. Ed, what else is going on?
Kevin Durant got into a fight with Michael Rapaport. And Kevin Durant referenced dick sucking, cock sucking like 10 times.
Jeez.
It's weird when somebody goes a little too hard into the same insult over and over again. Buddy.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. It's a little, it's the girl doth protest too much.
Yeah. I've never liked Durant because he's always talking about media respect and you know, he's been finals MVP twice.
He's got burners.
He's always, you know, talking about his disrespect when he's not really disrespected.
He's not. Everyone agrees he's great. No one's ever disrespected him. He's so good.
But you would think he's always fighting some battle. Yeah. Remember on Golden State, he was always, they're out to get me. Whatever. So I don't like people too emotional. Yeah. And obviously what he was saying, he got fined or whatever.
Yeah.
A fine that won't matter to him whatsoever. But, and obviously, you know, homophobic insults are not good.
Cool.
But what exactly is Michael Rapaport these days? But just like an agitator. What does he do?
He's a troll. And that's where I was going to go with this. First of all, Ed, Michael Rapaport. Michael Rapaport, he's been around for a minute and he's been around for a long time. Wasn't he in Do the Right Thing? Like he's been
around for, definitely like late 80s, early 90s.
He's if you look at a picture of him today, I don't know what, it looks like a lot of white bread in the diet. Lot of just processed, you know, like he's no stranger to a drive-through. He's got a haggard look to him these days. Very, very,
very angry guy.
Sallow. And that's the thing. he's always yelling and there's lots of spit coming out of his mouth. And the thing is, oh yeah, remember he's Christian Slater's buddy in True Romance.
Right.
Yeah.
He actually,
he's a good actor.
He's a good actor, yeah. But I only know of him in the last decade.
Yeah.
Like in the last decade, yeah. As just an agitator. Yeah, does he act?
Yeah, I'm looking at his IMDb. He's in stuff. He's in stuff like, oh, he's on a series right now, something called Atypical. Never heard of it.
Okay. That's probably the best payday of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
The series is where you get paid.
Good money. But he's worked this whole time. He's been working a long time. But if you look, he did an episode of Louie back in, oh, right here, 2015. And he was fantastic on it. He was Louie's buddy.
That was a good show.
He's a cop. He loses his gun. But he looked so fucking old. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how did this guy... Because he's got kind of a young vibe to him. He looks so fucking old.
Yeah.
How old do you think he is?
I'm going to say he's not as old as he looks, but I'm going to say he's 59.
Yeah. That's
58.
That's a really, really good guess. He looks like he's pushing 60. I mean, he looks like he's 63.
Right, but I'm saying he's not that old, but he's still like 58. 50. He's been around forever.
He was on Friends? 1999.
I mean, if you wanted a funny New Yorker kind of energy,
it's great.
He was the guy.
Copland.
I remember he was in a not super popular Woody Allen movie, and they were small time crooks, I think, and they all were digging a tunnel, and they had the spelunker hat with the light on the front of it,
yep.
The helmet,
yeah.
And he thought it looked cool, and he insisted that he wears it backwards. And then they're arguing. They're like, "Yeah, but the whole point is to have a light bulb."
Yeah.
And he's great in that part.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Well, he's actually born in the 70s, Ed. March, just had a birthday, March 20th, 1970. He's 51.
Oh, 51
years old. He looks about.
He needs to get some sleep.
And here's the thing. He's like, I mostly agree with him. Well, every time I see him, he's like, fuck you, Trump, you motherfucker, fucking asshole. And there's like lots of spit coming out of his mouth. And I'm and it's like,
he's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, okay, we get it, dude. It's like, it's enough. But I got to say, he violated a code here because he and Kevin Durant were DMing. And while I don't condone what Kevin Durant was saying, and I think
that's not cool at all.
You do not share DMs. That is private information. You never ever screenshot and share that with the public. That is just
because a DM, it is like you've let them into a private conversation.
It is a direct message. It's off the fucking record. Not cool. Completely beyond the pale. And I never want to take the side of Kevin Durant because he's so whiny. He has burner accounts so he can argue with teenagers. He's really got a lot of deals. But in this case, Michael Rapaport, 100% in the wrong for sharing a private conversation.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in the world of not sports? So,
I'm going to bump one in because I believe it's our buddy Dean sent this right before the show started.
Yes, Dean no longer in Omaha.
Family sues after California man dies in taco eating contest.
Who are you going to sue for that?
And well, this is the funny thing. So, I mean, it's very sad. His 18-year-old son he just lost his dad. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But Marshall Hutchings, 18, alleges in a suit filed Monday, his father, Dana Hutchings, 41, was not made aware of the risks and danger associated with the competition at a Fresno Grizzlies game.
Wow. Wait.
If you're 41, you know exactly what an eating contest is.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Sad. An 18-year-old boy should have
it's very sad. It's very sad. But also,
like 41.
We should outlaw. Yeah, young guy. We should. There shouldn't be eating contests. Like, if there weren't eating contests, we wouldn't have to deal with Joey Chestnut. I keep hearing that Joey Chestnut is like winning Zoom eating contests. Like, who the fuck is looking at that?
How is that a thing?
I don't know. It's like, where are the judges? Like, there could be shenanigans involved there.
That's true.
You know, you, these
you
things
can do all kinds of stuff with a
right. You need Zoom. You need a trained professional to be counting the dogs and or chicken wings. What if he's not cleaning those bones off or whatever they eat? Jalapeno poppers.
The weird thing, and I told you, my fucking sons watch that stupid eating bullshit.
Yeah. Coney, you and should take them out to it 4th of July.
I saw the intro and it's like, oh, this guy has the American record. This guy has the world record for meatballs. And there's a million of these eating contests. These disgusting monsters are competing all disgusting year round.
It shouldn't be encouraged. We're above disgusting. It. We're above it as a nation. And I'm sorry this guy lost his life, but also, like, why is this even a thing? And what are the Fresno Grizzlies and why are they having games? I thought there was a pandemic.
Well,
Fresno
minor league baseball. That's what they do. It seems true. I mean, true. I don't know. Maybe he died 2 years ago.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. If I were local to a minor league team, I would definitely go to some minor league games because they always have like dollar beers and like they really push the promotions and it's always things that I like, which are hot dogs and beer.
You're sitting down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want you to be prepared for this next story.
I don't do the show standing, but I'm ready.
I just want to make sure. Yeah. I don't want any injuries.
Okay.
Because there's a bombshell recording that exonerates Papa John's founder of racism claims, alleges set up by ad firm hired by former company CEO Steve Ritchie.
Unbelievable. He was ousted.
He put in all that work for nothing.
I know. It's crazy because in the audio, they framed him as a racist because he's used the N-word, but he was saying in the recordings, he's like, we cannot have people using this word. Like it needs to be stricken from the lexicon. He was staunchly anti N-word, which is weird because later we learned he had to purge his vocabulary of that word, which took him 20 months to do, nearly 2 years. So
I saw the clip again like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He really made it seem like he's putting in work.
Yeah, he is.
Because that's how much he was using it.
Yeah, he's really putting in work, dyeing the hair. But he really got ousted from his company. And I got to imagine, like, that can't feel good. But I feel like they didn't. It's not like they got to keep his shares. You know, it's just like, it's always like when somebody gets fired and they're like, oh, Nick Nurse fired today, only 5 years. And $5 million a year left on his contract. I'm like, oh, poor guy. It's like I'm always like super excited for the guy that gets fired or the guy that's like got to, you know, sit out the season. I'm like, oh, that's kind of my favorite guy is always a backup quarterback where they're like, oh, this guy's been backup quarterback for 11 seasons. Well, that means he's making $1 million a year and he gets to retire with his brains intact because he never plays.
And knees.
Yeah, and his niece, like, you back up Troy Aikman, you never see the field. You're just collecting checks. It's the best.
I believe David Carr, had that start of his career as a starter.
Yes.
But then he was just a backup for a long time.
Yes.
Like, just clipping that paycheck.
There's a bunch of guys like that. Rex Grossman. Oh, who's that little guy from Missouri?
Oh, he was Washington for a little while.
Yes.
What's his name? He was good at Missouri, but yeah.
He's still around, I think.
Saints
he's,
for a long time.
Right. He's been a backup his whole career. What a gig. Nothing better than being a backup quarterback. It's the best. What else?
Life coach and essential oils enthusiast was arrested over Capitol riot after her boyfriend posted on Facebook, "Storm the Capitol, pray for us all."
So I've been meaning to tell you, there's a couple things that come. I mean, we're life coaches here on the show. If you want to reach out to us, we can help you.
We know everything.
Yeah, we can help you. Now, essential oils, I believe, are like the healing. Like they're like you put them on, it's like a candle or something, or you put them on like one of those Glade plugins and you like drip the oils on there. And I can't believe I'm about to reveal this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm not an essential
oil. Chase Daniel's that guy.
Chase Daniel, yeah.
Yeah.
They're, well, here's another one. Blaine Gabbert, also from Missouri.
Yeah. They know how to kick out guys who are not set to be stars.
Right. Make a nice living. Oh, this is what I was going to say. There was an FBI raid. Not like in my neighborhood, but maybe with like a 2-minute walk from where I am right now.
Wow.
They raided a guy's house whose cell phone pinged from the Capitol insurrection. It's like you're doing.
Everyone listened to that first season of Serial, right?
Right. It's like if you're good. Yes. Pings. Yes. You don't want the pings. If you're going to go overthrow the government, it's probably a bad idea to carry a tracking device with you. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's probably. And this guy says, this guy was like, well, I didn't go in the building. And maybe he didn't, but the FBI is at his house. Like, he was close enough that they had evidence enough to get a search warrant. So, you know, maybe next time don't bring your phone. I don't know. It's probably not a good idea.
I actually have news of another Capitol rioter that was arrested. And he was wearing a t-shirt when the police arrested him that said, "I was there, Washington, D.C., January 6, 2021.
Well, that's, I mean, what evidence is that? Like, anybody could get a shirt. I get a shirt made with anything right now.
No, I was never there. Why do you wear a t-shirt that says I was there?
I'm going to get a shirt that says Ed was at the Capitol on January 6th. And I'm going to wear it around. I'm going to get my picture taken.
Ed was enough of a shithead in the last couple podcasts. Let's keep Ed out of it.
I didn't get that vibe from you.
Yeah. I got that vibe. Yeah. I listened back and I was like, that was bad. What a piece of shit. Rapper DMX overdosed and he might be down for the count.
Now,
I heard he's still in trouble. Like people are like, oh, he made it out, but like he's still in trouble.
Yeah. Vegetative state, I've heard. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong. You're the resident hip hop correspondent here. I believe DMX has been in this situation before. This is not his first near death overdose, I think.
He's one of these people.
Yeah.
That if he died 20 years ago,
he'd be a legend.
I think he would be revered as just, you know, like a, I mean, he had a huge
Rough Riders
2.5-3 years stretch. He was massive. And now he's just like a clown. Like, hey, here's DMX riding a horse at rehab. And here's him having another overdose. It's,
don't really have the staying power. I believe, wasn't my girl Eve, EVE, amongst his Rough Riders crew?
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Former stripper.
Yeah, big fan of Eve, EVE.
Yeah. She had a good run.
Yes, she absolutely
But at least did. She hasn't had a high-profile collapse like he has. I mean, it's just sad.
I think I saw Eve, EVE, acting in something recently. I think I'm like, hey, isn't that Eve? And I looked for the little cat claw tattoos, and I was like, yeah, that's her. Well, let's all pray for DMX. Hopefully he makes it out of this. He's only 50.
Yeah, but I mean, those are a hard 50 years.
Yeah, he looks real rough.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, right? Yeah. Biggie died, but what would Biggie be today?
It's hard to know.
Tupac, I'm pretty confident he would have gone the acting route.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was starting to do that.
Yep.
But, you know, LL Cool J went the acting route, and he's made ridiculous sums of money on that CBS show.
Oh, those guys make so much money. Him and Robin, Chris O'Donnell.
Right.
I mean, that shows. Right. That shows like one of the top rated shows.
If you die early,
then
you're just forever crystallized. Like poor DMX, the last 20 years have been awful.
He's had to work, and it's, similarly, Ja Rule. You know, he was like trying to throw parties in the Bahamas, and
Firefest.
Yeah, it just didn't work out for him. It's like you need that second act. That's the thing. It's like people aren't going to be buying your 10th album. They're just not. They're going to buy your first couple albums. Then you got to pivot. You got to have that second life, whether it's touring, whether it's hosting something, getting on TV. Either way, I mean,
even if you are a legend,
right?
Like Paul McCartney, or the Rolling Stones. Yeah, you can play a couple tunes from your new album, but you know, if somebody's showing up for Paul McCartney, they're like, "All right, now let's get to Yesterday."
Where's Hey Jude?
Yeah, like let's go.
You're not going, or you could be like my stepdad went to a Paul McCartney concert in San Diego, and Bill Walton was seated in front of him. Or should I say,
you told me that.
Bill Walton was standing in front of him, and Bill,
yeah,
and
he needs to
despite
stand.
Pleas from the entire crowd screaming, Bill Walton stood, and Bill Walton's 7 feet tall. He stood in front of everybody and
sit down and see over everyone.
Yeah, and waved his arms the entire time, and the whole section of the crowd just left. They were complaining, and no security, no one would tell Bill Walton to sit down. And you know what? He didn't sit down. He waved his arms the whole time. And I bet you Paul did play Hey Jude that night. You know what? Yes.
I was just going to move to the next story.
Hold on. Before we do that, the one guy that's just a miraculous, and it's because he's so likable, Snoop Dogg.
It's crazy how lovable that guy is.
Remember when he was being tried for murder?
Murder was the case they gave me.
They gave him the case of murder because his bodyguard murdered somebody. Or
about
self-defense.
Years ago, like 96, I believe.
He's talks about having been or being a pimp. He's got rules for how to pimp. He used to sell crack. I mean, well,
we were talking about the Tyson, what do you call it, fight?
Yes, Roy Jones.
He was flashing gang signs then.
Yes,
that was what,
that's
November?
Right. He was even like saying Crip shit while he was performing on that. He's an avowed gang member. Also, he's a pitch man for like five national products. He's got Corona commercials, Taco Bell, like all
his Q ratings through the roof.
Yes, he's a Madison Avenue darling. It's one of the most crazy things.
I've not asked her. I would bet my mom is fond of Snoop without knowing his music.
No question. Right. No question. And it's to his credit, very likable guy. Like you could see how it is, but if you really look at it, you take a step back and go, holy shit, this is crazy. The guy's throwing up gang signs. And all that was talked about after that fight was the next fight, you have to have Snoop Dogg again. He has to do an analysis on these things from now on. It's great. It's amazing.
Speaking of people that are a little bit, I mean, I think he has just a bigger safety net than DMX.
Yeah.
But it came out that Hunter Biden smoked Parmesan cheese during his crack binge.
I mean,
anything resembling some sort of powder.
It does look, but it would ruin your pipe, I think, because it will melt in there.
It'll melt.
Yeah, it can't be good after that. And also the taste was
Parmesan. You can't have a lot of.
No, you. Yeah. Oh, like,
unless it's in. You know, chicken parm, meatball parm.
Oh, delicious.
But the delicious dust, you can't have a lot of that.
No. Well, I mean, you got you could have that craft. But I mean, you know it's not crack. You know, like if you...
Yeah, I...
Like, you know,
I guess
you're
I should read
crack.
More, but yeah. What? I mean, just, I guess that's how fucked up he was.
He also fucked his dead brother's wife.
That's a problem.
For like an extended period of time.
Pretty soon after he died, right?
Right away. And that's just... That does. Do you think he like promotes the crack part of it?
To
downplay the...
Off?
Yeah, to downplay the fucking of his brother's wife? Because there's one... It's one thing to be Eskimo brothers. I have many. But it's a whole different thing.
And I'm not going to blame the wife because she's...
Yes. She was grief-stricken.
She's grief-stricken. Yeah. And this dude who's smoking Parmesan cheese swoops in. Come on, buddy.
And he's like, hey, sis, I look just like him. And also, as we've seen on leaked laptop footage, Hunter Biden, pretty nice dick.
Yeah, he does have a good dick.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, I can provide the same thing that my brother... Bo was providing, and I will for a while, and that's kind of weird.
Amazon, I didn't do enough research for the show, but they had a snarky tweet about accusations, and they had to apologize for the snarky tweet, and they admitted, our drivers do pee in bottles.
Yeah, I got to be honest here. This is the biggest non-story that there is. I worked at UPS, the largest shipping company in the world, for many years.
What can Brown do for you?
Right. They had that slogan for some reason. Your driver pisses in a bottle. Like, it's, what are you going to do? You're out working. There ain't a, you're not in the grander scheme.
Yeah, there's currently a trial going on to see if they can unionize.
Right. Yes. No, I get that.
People working in the factories are pissing and shitting in bags. Like,
now that shouldn't be a thing.
Evil corporation.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. But if your job,
but you can buy my book now on Amazon.com.
Right. Exactly. Certain things you can only get certain places. If your job is to drive around, sometimes you're going to have to piss in a bottle. That's all there is to it. Now, if you're working in a factory, you should be allowed to go take a leak. No one's saying you can't take a leak, but sometimes you're driving. There's just nowhere to piss.
Fair.
You can't just knock on somebody's door and be like, hey, can I take a piss? I'm sure there are, you know, people figure it out. But if you work inside a place, they got to let you take a leak.
Matt Gaetz played a Harry Potter sex game awarding lawmakers points for sleeping at sorority houses.
Do you think this guy, this is a big story, he's supposedly importing underage girls to have sex with, a la Epstein?
Giant head.
Huge head.
I have a big head, but I also like have broad shoulders. He's built like a Pez dispenser.
He's weird looking in general. He also is the guy that adopted a young...
This is my son, Nestor.
Yeah, a 19-year-old Cuban man. So do you think he's like trying to also, much like Hunter Biden, where he's like, hold on, hey, stop asking me about my son. Can't you see? I have sex with underage girls. Stop. No, my son is not what you want to be asking about. I'm the kind of guy that likes to import, that likes to sex traffic women. Like, he really wants to let us know that he's actually a different, he's hiding another crime behind another crime, or no?
Yeah, just the old sex crime to throw them off the scent.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm reading here.
Matt.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
And the Harry Florida Potter sex game, like, buddy.
Yeah. I know.
You're an adult. Adults having sex should not be doing anything Harry Potter related.
That's a really good point. And also, like, I don't know about Harry Potter.
Like, so I made a deal with my son when he was like 8, 7.
Right. To watch them all.
If you read a book.
Yeah.
I will watch the movie with you anytime you want.
Yeah.
And he read that whole series. Ooh. And then I had to watch the whole series with him.
Yeah.
And I tried my best to not be on my phone, you know?
Yeah.
I try to be, at least appear to be a present dad, if I'm not always a present dad.
Right. Yeah.
And it was fucking hard.
Yeah.
Isn't there
8 of them?
I get it for little kids. What is exciting about it?
Yeah, it's wizards.
It was not for me. I don't like things that can't exist in real life.
Yeah. I know. You tapped out on
Game of Thrones.
The Dragon Show. Yes. Game of Thrones. You're out on
and
that.
It's just something that doesn't click with me. So too much wizardry. Through like 7-8 movies about wizards and shit. I was like, it's, all right, can we just get Dumbledore and whatever? Yeah. Can we just all like finish it, kill the bad guy, whatever?
Yes. I agree with you.
A dad spent $15,000 to visit Disney World, but he was arrested for refusing a temperature check and going crazy.
What? Like just... Like the temperature check is a,
it's the least invasive thing of the entire process,
and also it's like a cover your ass type of thing. Like they're not,
yeah, it doesn't just, doesn't prove like, anything.
Hey, we checked everybody's temperature. I went out to sushi, and it's only been recently that I guess because I never tried to go anywhere really. I went out to sushi a couple weeks ago with my chick. And she had kind of been running a fever, but she went and got tested and she did not have COVID, but she was like,
did she like ice down her head before?
No, we didn't know. I'm like, you want to go get some sushi? And she's like, yeah, let's go. And so we didn't know that they'd be checking temperature. We're sitting outside, you know? So I cruise up and they do have the thing that checks my temperature and it was like 97.2. And then they do hers. And I'm like, oh, cause I saw her take her temperature earlier that night. It was like 99 something. And they took her temperature. Also 97.2. Both yes, of us.
It's a very cover your ass thing. It seems yes. dumb. I, actually today.
Yes.
Oh, if you want to feel tired, my buddy and I vaccinated today, met for lunch at Peter Luger's.
Oh,
but You want to kill any ambition the rest of the day?
Yeah.
Go have a steak and cream spinach.
Oh my god.
And hash browns.
It's middle of the day.
Like 12:30.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Worth it. Sounds amazing.
Yeah. The Winklevoss twins are officially billionaires.
Thank God. I've been waiting so long for this.
Heartbroken after that movie.
Yes. And kind of bullshit that we lose Armie Hammer for being a sex fiend, abuser probably, and we're still stuck with the Winklevosses.
Right. Just the guy likes eating people.
Right. It's like he's so beautiful. Like
it's not my thing to eat people, but
right. Hey, to eat
we cannibal shaming?
Exactly. Also, these guys rode crew at Harvard, like. Do we like, how are they not billionaires already? Like everyone's probably already laughing at them for being so poor.
I think I told you after that movie came out, I saw an interview with the Winklevoss twins and they were like asking, did you like your depiction? And they're like, oh yeah, that was fully
accurate. Correct.
When, oh, really? Yeah, it was totally accurate. And I'm thinking, man, they look like such douchebags. Douches.
Now, is it per my culling of twins earlier, do they live on separate coasts, and also are they combined millionaires? Like is everybody's brother's net worth attached to theirs, or like why are they both 500 millionaires? Because that's not billionaires. Or do they have 2 billion?
The Winklevi would yes. be a billionaire, but
right, this yeah, is like this is like Bitcoin the Bryan related, brothers,
by the way.
Yes, of course it's Bitcoin related.
The twins bought $11 million worth of Bitcoins in 2013, as you do when you're starting your
career. Yeah, because they probably had $100 million. It was like nothing to them. If they had $11 million to spend on Bitcoin, they had lots of other money to do other shit. Fuck these guys. Fuck these assholes.
Fuck them.
And if they want to be a billionaire, they got to fight to the death. That's all there is to it. One of them has to kill the other one if they want to be a billionaire. That's all there is to it.
Yes. Speaking of Armie Hammer, he had to depart the Broadway show The Minutes amid sexual assault claims.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was still in it. Like he's persona non grata.
He's pretty much shamed out of the business about 6 months ago.
I know. He had to quit that movie.
And also,
movie.
Is Broadway a thing? I didn't think it was.
No, it's a good point. Well, they're probably like prepping.
They're ramping
for
up.
For when it becomes a thing. Like,
and by the way, I just read today, as of the 19th of this month, everybody can get it.
I saw that.
So get your fucking vaccines, everybody.
I know. Well, so someone in my family was like, are you going to get it? And I'm like, yeah, probably. And they're like, okay, where are you going to go? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, when are you going to do it? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like, can you make the appointment for me? Can it be on my way home from work? And can I do it while I'm in the car?
And That's what I did. I was a drive-through.
Yeah. So like if somebody can work that out for me, I'm happy to get the vaccine stuck in my arm. Give it to anybody that'll show up is what I say. And I will show up if it's very easy for me because I'm very busy. That's all.
Newsmax anchor Greg Kelly. He's like the main Newsmax guy. He warns about the legal weed was just passed in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I smoked weed in Kentucky and woke up in South Africa.
I mean, that's some pretty strong weed.
There are certainly times where you're like, whoa, that was too big a hit.
Oh, yeah. Edible weed, for sure. Well,
and that can definitely, edible, it was disgusting. The most fucked up I've ever been.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
But to leave the continent, I feel like maybe he's being a little bit of a fearmonger. Just, you know.
You think?
It seems dramatic because Kentucky, you're going to have to take I doubt there are direct flights from, you know, Lexington to Cape Town.
And
I
also,
I think you're going to have to switch in Atlanta at least.
Yeah. And until recently, the only good weed that exists came from, like, everything else was grown here. Like all the food that you eat, it was grown here in California. So if he's in Kentucky, that might not even have been real weed.
That's probably going to be, I mean, that's more meth territory.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like that, you know, that like they like PCP or something like sprayed oxygen. Weed. Yeah. Just, you know, like it's totally American cash crop that can be used for tons of things that can support American farms and farmers. That is completely, for the most part, harmless. And it's just people.
I'm way more of a drinker than a weed smoker, but too. I recognize weed would be a better choice for me.
Of course, for everybody.
Let's just finish on a high note. Pregnancy, a baby.
Yes.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Plane crashes during gender reveal, killing two. It's just pretty amazing. We've been doing these gender reveal stories for
all the time.
5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing a lot.
We did one like a couple weeks ago where people blew up.
And still there's somebody like, all right, let's have the plane explode some pink dust.
Yes. Remember back in the day, there used to be a, Brenda, next Sunday, you go ahead and do whatever you want because I have Brenda's baby shower. And you're like, all right, baby shower. And then at some point, somebody's like, actually, Tiffany, you know, Tiffany's pregnant, right? Yeah, I heard about that. Well, she's having a shower next Saturday night. Oh, cool. Well, have fun. Sorry. It's a couple's shower.
I've never done it, but I know they exist.
Yeah. A what? Oh, no, don't. It'll be fun. Don't know. It's like a party. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, additionally, everybody's expected to show up at a thing so somebody could tell you what kind of kid is coming out of them later.
The lunch I had today with my buddy.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
I love him.
Yeah.
One of my oldest friend.
Sure.
I was very happy to hear that they were going to have a baby. He's had two kids.
Fantastic.
Never once did what the gender of those kids affect me in any way.
Yeah, you're equally happy no matter what kind of kid they
have. Because I don't... Right. If he has a daughter or when he has a son, like it doesn't change anything. So there's not one person in your life that would like love you or your kids less. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to every single person to add a gender reveal. It doesn't matter. This isn't Middle Ages where the king has to sire some son or the kingdom goes into trouble. Nobody cares. There's not one person who cares about the gender of the kid that's about to be born.
King used to roll through and take a turn. So that's how he ruled his people. So he kept them subservient.
Yeah.
And also, if you gave him the wrong kind of kid, he'd have you replaced.
Of course.
He'd be like, oh, go grab another one. Let's see if this one can do better. Girl dad. Hashtag girl dad.
Hashtag girl dad. Uh-huh. Men hashtag beheading. Yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly. All right, that was fun. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 366 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Styles Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Just my brothers reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless, TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS.